Observers have suggested that the United States aims to sideline China in the upcoming ASEAN meeting at the end of October by influencing the peace agreement between Cambodia and Thailand. Political analyst Vorn Chan Lo wrote on his Facebook page that the U.S. push to exclude Chinese delegates from the signing ceremony of the Cambodia-Thailand Peace Accord signals Washington's intention to assert influence in the region rather than solely to deliver justice to Cambodia as the party affected by Thailand's incursions. Vorn Chan Lo added that if the choice were binary, the United States would likely favor Thailand. He noted that while a final decision has not been made, Washington continues to prioritize its strategic partner, Thailand. But China is unlikely to abandon its support for Cambodia. The analyst emphasized that President Donald Trump's proposal also appears aimed at testing ASEAN's response, as the U.S. does not want Chinese influence to dominate the bloc, effectively asserting that only one external power should hold sway. On October 6, 2025, Politico reported that President Donald Trump plans to attend the ASEAN summit in Malaysia from October 26 to 28, provided he can preside over the signing ceremony of the Cambodia-Thailand peace agreement without Chinese participation. The Cambodia-Thailand peace accord, initially brokered by Trump, was signed on July 28, 2025, following a four-night, five-day conflict that erupted from July 24. Earlier, on August 7, 2025, Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet sent an official letter to the Nobel Committee in support of President Trump receiving the Nobel Peace Prize. However, KOSOD cited Thai Parliament member Ransiman Rome on October 9, 2025, who said that Trump's attempt to claim the Nobel Peace Prize through mediation of the Cambodia-Thailand border situation is a personal initiative.